Thank you for downloading this podcast from policyreview.tv.
Some of you may know me. I know a lot of faces in this room and a lot of new ones. I'm here to speak a little bit about National Care Leavers Week and how it came about, because we are at a conference today, but this is also the last day of what has been a very packed week of activities throughout the country. This is actually the 10th National Care Leavers Week, or technically the 9th, because the first one was just a day. The first one was a very ambitious little day where we had a couple of people from government, we had Goldie, and we had 10,000 balloons. We also had a lot of fights with the authorities to let us launch them in the Victoria Gardens outside Parliament. We won, and that was 10 years ago, which seems almost unbelievable. That day grew to be an awareness week, and of course it is a charity awareness week, like many others. So Roger has spoken about public awareness and public perception and what people who aren't us working in the sector or people who've come from care know, because we live it every day. And the reality is that for the vast majority of people in the population, care simply doesn't exist, not necessarily because they don't care about care, but because they don't know about it. It doesn't affect them. It doesn't touch their lives. And I think that's why we always feel that we are fighting such a marginalised battle as people trying to educate public. And that's a lot of what National Care Leavers Week has been about. It's about influencing government, which I think over 10 years, the coalition of organisations who make up National Care Leavers Week have done quite effectively. It's about giving people opportunities to share good practice. And, of course, everybody that comes to things like this and gets very involved is a good practitioner. People come here because they want to learn and share. And there's always a little bit of regret for me that sometimes the people who you would like to be in the room, which are the worst performing local authorities, or those who allow themselves to be submersed in a culture of underachievement, are not here to listen about the good things being done. And if we have to do anything to stretch what National Care Leavers Week can do in the future, it's to do more to reach the people who are not already trying and aspiring to improve their practice and improve lives for care leavers. We have some fairly revolutionary communication things going on as part of National Care Leavers Week this year, including something called Twitter, which I've only just learnt not to cringe when I mention it. And we've got a wonderful person, Henrietta, in the corner, and also a Jess somewhere in the room, who've been our tweetmeisters, and have actually done a remarkable job of creating this sort of tweet of awareness, which has taken our campaign and our information into areas that we wouldn't have touched and has put people in touch with one another. And we also hit the political blogs yesterday. I'm not sure if we should be proud of that or not. Why did we hit the political blogs? We hit the political blogs because somebody called Ashley, who was doing really well in the X Factor, is no longer in the X Factor. And the minister tweeted somebody to say, I know Ashley, he's a great guy. So I'm not quite sure about that, whether that's a good thing or not. Anyway, Ashley is another example of a fantastic care leaver who went a long way. And for those of you who don't know, he was in a band called The Risk. He's a very able young man, and he's also contributed a great deal to our work with the Minister's Office this year. What we've tried to do with National Care Leavers Week this year is move away from everything being about policy, policy, policy. The reality is the government has given us a great deal of excellent policy over the last decade, and I think in the 12 months since the new administration has been here. What we get very uptight about is when policy isn't implemented. And so the message of National Care Leavers Week this year, a day in my shoes, is to get everybody who's delivering policy and making it to think about what does that actually mean for the care leavers living their lives day to day. How does it feel to be them? And so the invitation this year is to think about that in everything that you do. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Janet.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from policyreview.tv. For more details, go to www.policyreview.tv. Please note that this audio is subject to copyright and cannot be used by other broadcasters or for commercial gain.